Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Stacy. This is the Diary, the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I'm its host, Stacy S. Johnson. Today is a beautiful, hot Sunday, August the, excuse me, the 12th, a day before my son's birthday. So pre-birthday, happy birthday, 22-year-old Freddie Thomas Posey, my love, my first son in the whole wide world, in my heart. If you know a Leo man, Leo men are the best. They're the best, best, best. And he's a Leo. So happy birthday, Freddie. All right. So today we're going to talk about, we're going to continue with the universal laws and Jesus and how it's all meant to help us and to serve us. And I call this show The Diary because I'm now I know myself. I'm such a sap. You know, pretty much everything that's on my heart is, if you love me, you know, and I've learned not to share, and it's a very good thing, and as you become closer to God and you study and you know, you really learn to guard your heart. This is very important because out of it flows all the issues of your life, as we know, but it is very good to teach those or to help those who may be going through similar situations, and as the year ends, I hear even my own kids say the dumbest stuff. My youngest son will be 20, thank God. He'll be 20, no more teenager, in November. Oh, well, yeah, you know, if I'm lucky, I got another month to live. You know, and it's like, shame on everybody that has kids thinking, you know, and thank God they have a mother that's willing to teach them the word and show them and prove to them that, you know, no man knows when or what, regardless, and all of that, everything from church to video games to some music, just instilled in you, just presented to you to make you become afraid. And if you become afraid in your life, then that will prevent you from fear, and is the opposite of faith and belief. So if any part of your life is surrounded in fear, that's why the terrorists do what they do, whether they kill somebody or not. Their whole goal is to instill fear in you. And once you allow someone to instill fear in you, you would no longer walk with God. You are no longer available to have the promises of God. So I tell my son, you know what? It's not going to, nobody knows anything. It's your best bet to believe and to continue to know that God has protected you as he has when you were a baby. He did 10 years ago, and he will continue if that's what you continue to believe. So today we're talking about the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, and the which is the eighth law of the laws of the universe, and we're also going to couple that with the law of cause and effect, which is reaping and sowing, and we all know that. We don't take it very seriously, obviously, because if we did, we would understand that, you know what, you never escape. No one of us dies without, you know, reaping what we sow. So, you know, and basically the cause of, let's do it first, the perpetual transmutation of energy. As we said, everybody has the power within to change their conditions in their lives. And Jesus taught that through his teachings, through the way that he lived, through his parables, through his everything. And, you know, the laws of the universe are truth, and Jesus came to teach us truth. He came to teach us the word. He came to show us the spirit. And the spirit is basically your access to knowledge of the universal laws. Jesus was the master of the universal laws. So, yes. And then the law of cause and effect, basically this universal law states that nothing happens by chance or outside of the universal laws. Every action has a reaction or consequence, and we reap what we have sown. So I want to thank everybody for joining today. I'm reading the blog, which is just whatever we are, sm.org/blog. We should name it The Diary, but we have not. Thanks for reading that. And Thank you for coming to Black People Business Wednesday. I love it because I enjoy, I've always been a lover of studying my Black history, whether it's Africans or African Americans. And as a mother of three children raised from 19, when was Jesse born, 1988 to 92, through churches and public school systems, which is a really a shame that the public school system doesn't have a Black history something or doesn't give students the opportunity. That's just a travesty and a shame. Because remember those Black people you got from Africa that like built the foundation of everything? You choose not to even consider teaching anybody the history of what you did, or, you know, that's what it was. You don't want people to know the history of what you did. And what else? It pisses me off. So, Black People Business Wednesday is about teaching Black history, and it's not just for children, because there are people my age totally, absolutely ignorant to Black history. So, it's okay. If you don't know, but if you have an opportunity to know, you should know. So Black People Business Wednesday is about teaching Black people Black history, going over some of the things in the program. But I would prefer at this point in the junction of life to teach Black history. Thank you very much for the people that showed up and listened and re-listened. And you know why I do this? If I had a church, you know, I would want my pastor to teach me what Jesus taught, but in a truthful way. And not teach me all the reasons why I should be scared about everything in the Bible. All the words that Jesus taught, everything that Jesus taught, all of these energy, everything, reaping what you sow, it's to teach us to give us power and not to make us afraid. And I'm a real common sense person, and usually math people are. And I think, and you know, Black churches have been around forever. Church, period, has been around forever. What is your goal? If your goal is not to make society as a whole better, then why are you even there? Why do you exist? So you go to church every for generations after generations, society just gets worse. So if I had a church, and that's why I don't go to church, because they don't teach what's real, and then all you would pass the whoop-de-whoop, and you found out he's boinking boys on the side. So it's like, oh, my God. Or, you know, it's just so fake, or it's just fake, and it's no fruit. If there's no fruit, then there's it's not real. It's no Jesus. If it's messy, it's not Jesus. So I have a church, and I cuss too much to have a church. I would want my pastor to say, hey, I'm going to teach you what Jesus taught. But these universal laws work. That's how I got all this money, and that's why you guys listen to me. Because I believe in this, and I go home and I study it. I act like I don't, but I do, and that's what draws you all in. And then I don't teach you anything because I make you think it's me and not a gift that God's given us all. And that's a travesty and a shame. And if I had a church, this is what I would be doing. And I thank God for the people who have insight enough to know these laws are for the benefit of everybody, and they go out there in their own way and they teach people. And I think, what if these people hadn't come into my life and helped me open up my eyes about what life is really about? From Jesse saying, hey, Mom, did you have you seen The Secret? Watch this. I think this is truth. To the books that I have. The Power by Rhonda Byrne, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, The Science of Being Great by Wallace D. Waddle, The Science of Being Rich by Wallace D. Waddle. All of these, the Master Key System now that I'm studying, all the stuff by Deepak Chopra, those people are real. That stuff that they do is real. That is what's real. After whoop-de-whoop, boinking the boy on the side, there are all these programs that you got to pay $50,000 to get in. Or, oh, you can't have this and you can't have that, but you're not telling me what I can have, and you're giving me absolutely no resources to any power. I'll say I'm out for that stuff. So that's why I do what I do, because, yes, I believed in Jesus, but then Jesus wasn't working as much as the principles of the Bible. The universe were working, and then I started to study, and I'm like, that's what Jesus meant. That's what Jesus meant. Okay, that's number three. Jesus meant that. Okay, that's number four. Oh, Jesus. You're teaching the laws of attraction, doggy, and the law of this, and the law of the cause and effect, and the law of compensation, and the law of gender, and the law of the action, and the law of all of this stuff. That nobody is really ever telling you that that's what they're teaching you. That's why you're attracted to them, and they use it as if they're magical, and you're not. So, I'm here to say, we are all magical, and I would like to point you to the magicalism. All right, now, law number 8, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. And I just like to read some stuff. And in 2 Corinthians, did I write it? No, 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, and I'm just going to read it like 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, because we do believe, and I just add that, we act very boldly. And this is the part of you have the power within you to change the situation in your life, law number 8. Because we have hope, because we believe. We believe that what Jesus is saying, yeah, you have power within you. So, therefore, since we have such hope, we act very boldly. And not like most, who put a veil over his face so that the Israelites did not look intently at the sensation of what was fading. Because all of that Moses stuff was fading, because only the real fancy people, like the fancy pastor you go see every Wednesday, Sunday, Friday, whenever he thinks he can get some money out of you, he said he makes you believe that he's Moses. He's the only one that can get to Jesus and then to God. So, you know, I act boldly and say, I'm not like Moses, okay? Who put a veil over his face so that the Israelites could not look intently at the possession of what was fading. Rather, their thoughts were rendered dull. For to this present day, the same veil remains unlifted. And they're talking about today. In May Day, well, I'm talking about in 2012, the veil remains unlifted. When they read the old covenant, because through Christ it was taken away. To this day, in fact, whenever Moses read a veil lies over their hearts. Anytime the pastor, and this is me, anytime the pastor makes you focus on the sin instead of the Savior and the freedom that the Savior gave you, he's being acting like Moses, dude, and he wants you to be Moses, and he wants you to focus on the sin and not the Savior. And if you focus on the Savior, you would know. But when a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory as from the Lord who is the Spirit. And what is the Spirit? That's you. You are the Spirit. You have a soul, right? That is your will, your mind, your emotions. You are a spirit, which is perfection, which is the tiny piece of God implanted down on the earth and wrapped in the beautiful body, such as face, so that you adjust with the will, the mind, and an emotion, okay? And you and your mind contains everything that you could ever want, okay? So, the Spirit is you. The Spirit is you. And I can't think of the name of the dude, but I know it because I study Bob Proctor. That's another one of my dudes, Bob Proctor from the Secret. Man is mind, and evermore he takes the school of thought and thinking and shaping what he will, brings forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. We think in secret. It comes to pass. Our environment is what I was looking for. He said that Henry Gilry is the original dude. But yes, man is mind. Your spirit, that's mind. That's spirit. Every scientist now, 2012, knows it. You are a spirit. You are mind. And mind dictates. Mind has the ability to dictate what it wants. And yes, Jesus says yes. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed through that law number 8, the law of perpetual transformation of energy, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. So every day we're being made closer and closer to the image of God. Basically, that's it. And I'm giggly and happy because I went back to listening to The Power this week. And, you know, basically the power just says what Jesus says, that the primary thing is to love. And if you love, you got everything covered. I had a great week. My sons came. We're fixing our relationship. You know, over time, you know, if you're a good mom and they know, and, I mean, you got history with your kids, and, you know, and every time you've never failed them on a love tip, you know, and at some point they're going to ask you to start kissing them behind. And if you don't, they'll come back because they know you love them. And I'm at that swirl around with all my kids because, you know, after a point they think they are you. And they got to realize, and the world got to show them, no, you're a child of that. But go back and get all the knowledge you can and be a good person. And this was a great week. I focused on business. I focused on the nonprofit. Just focused on Black People Business Wednesday. Everything's good. So, you know, you focus on the person that you want to be. And everything is about you. Quit trying to focus on that person did that or my mama or even my kids. Stop focusing. You know, I passed the legal age of CPS, baby. I ain't got to focus on you no more. You know what I'm saying? Focus on self. When we focus on ourselves, use law number 8. Ask God. And in these last days where everybody thinks the Mayans know more than the Bible and everything else, that's because you have no relationship with Jesus Christ. You have no relationship with God. If you can let anybody and everybody tell you you got a couple months left to live on this earth, you have no relationship with yourself or the spirit that made you, and you need to quickly go get you one, okay, before people really start doing even more dumb stuff. So this is the diary where we love you. We want to transform ourselves first, then you, and we're going to take a break. It is funky, funky hot, so we're going to play Funky, Funky Summer. I keep sticking with the same songs because now I put them on. I don't know how to take them off and put new ones on. So we'll be back. We'll be back. Funky Summer. Let's see. The Bible. That's a very important book to read every day. And everybody says, oh, spend time. You know, it's really important to listen to people that are successful. It's really, really important and not to listen to people that are not. And success doesn't mean money, see, and that's where people have it all backwards, because success is the ability to get what you need when you need it. That is success, okay? And if you have the right mindset, you walk in love, you do in love, you walk in service, and your primary aim is to serve people as Jesus did minus the cross, thank God for you, you're going to be okay. So this is Jesus and the Universal Laws, and you know, I want to write a book, and they say, oh, that's the fastest way to get rich, write a book. But my goodness, I want to write about 50,000 different things. So it's like, okay, I got to pick one. And I think this is a good one. So I'm going to see if I know enough to where it's interesting and educational, and enough people maybe listen to the show and like it. Then we'll put it in print, and we'll spend all the money. See, I got a plan. See, I got the plan to do the barbecue. So once I get the barbecue joint, all the proceeds goes to the little poor children in the neighborhood that nobody gives a damn about. So we'll open up all kind of everything for children. I told my son this, oh, Payless, that's empty. I said, wouldn't it be cool if we opened up, like, just got a hell of a video game with GameStop right next to it, and they could just come all day and play video games for free, and they could do their homework. He said, oh, okay, let's do it. See, so when I do it, like what happened with Chris, when he saw me do a lot of stuff that, oh, everybody thought was no God. I'm like, well, you know me, so you know it wasn't me. But when I do it, boom, he sees that he's really close to God. You know, that's what you, that's how you got to look. Because God's primary purpose is to show himself strong in somebody's life that's willing to sacrifice. And I look back at my life. That's why my midlife crushes my butt. I look back at all the stuff that I was saved from or that I went through, and I was absolutely alone, whether it was my parents dying when I was young or my husband just not being involved in any way, shape, or form, or my God always came for what, or they're doing the donut in front of six lanes of traffic after somebody cut me off, and I just ended like I was Batman facing the traffic, and I just set out and parked at McDonald's, and people were like, are you okay? I was like, I guess so. God was trying to tell you something. So it's like, oh, my God. So you have to live a life that honors God, and that is the thing that makes you want to honor God. What do you say? The kindness of God called men to repentance. It's like, how many things I got to do for you? But you don't understand, I'm on your side. And that's not just me, that's everybody. God is on all of our sides, and we just need to be aware of it. And part of being blessed and part of changing yourself, self, it begins on how you think and start to think and feel so grateful about everything. I mean, everything. Just feel grateful about everything and everybody. And everything and everybody will begin to change. So we're going to talk next about reaping and sowing. Then we got a couple minutes, and I do this every freaking time. Reaping and sowing, and that's number five. And let's make sure we get everything in. So get some good books. Okay? Get some good books. Listen to people that are successful. Success does not always mean much. So reaping and sowing, chapter 6, Galatians 6, chapter 6. Life in the community of Christ. Brothers, even if a person is caught in some transgression, that's why I said 6:59, you who are spiritual should correct that one in a gentle spirit, looking to yourself, okay, so that you also may not be tempted. And basically, you know, that's saying, be chill out because you don't want to judge because there ain't no telling what you might. So, brothers, even if a person is caught in some transgression, you who are spiritual should take that one in a gentle spirit, looking to yourself, so that you may also not be tempted. Bear one another's burden, so you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he is deluding himself. Each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason to boast with regard to himself alone, and not with regard America's own Lou. One who is being instructed in the word should share all good things with his instructor. Thank you, Joyce. I love you. And you know it. Make no mistake. God is not mocked. For a person will reap only what he sows. Because the one who sows for his flesh will reap corruption from his flesh. But the one who sows for the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not grow tired of doing good, for in due time we shall reap our harvest if we do not give up. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all, but especially to those who belong to the family of the faith. That sounds so good. God is so good. You're so good. I'm so good. Be good. That's the law of cause and effect in Jesus' shitty word. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So, in order to reap or sow great life, you have to reap thoughts of grace. In order to sow love, you have to reap love. You have to sow it. You know what I mean. Reap kindness, sow kindness. Reap selfishness, bitterness, judgment, bullshit. That's all you're going to get back. And I've learned that, and it's so true. And that was probably required at 99.99% of the people in your family will have to be eliminated. But Jesus tells you about that, too. If you love me, you'll get rid of everything to love me. And there is no greater love than a true love that love is so good, and that's next, and that's what the power is all about. Everybody, love everything you do, love everybody. The more you love what you do, and only do those things that you love, and ask God, ask him questions, what can I see and what can I do that I love? I know when I love, I can tell me to love. Everything I love comes back to me. Like you. Black people, Jesus Wednesday, on Wednesday. And have a good week. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you. And do your best to love other people. And remember the law of cause and effect. You reap what you sow. So use that mind to sow wonderful, loving thoughts. You will reap a wonderful, loving life in your little bitty place, and it'll grow and it'll multiply. And the more love is like, it's like a crazy multiplier. If you can love first, be grateful second, you're always going to be in a position for God to bless you. I bless you. Bless yourself. Bless your family. Kiss your family. Kiss me. I love you. Have a wonderful week. And this is the diary. Don't forget, Black People is Wednesday. And we'll see you next week.